Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Oh, hello, good evening, and welcome. I'm your host, Nick Humphries. The reason I'm laughing is because my producer just made me laugh before I went live. Thanks for that. Cheered me up somewhat. So, yeah, welcome to my show. It's the Nick Humphries Medium Show. You can find me at www.nick-humphries.com. The numbers that you need to ring to get a reading, which is completely free of charge, of course, is for the US 760-283-4611. I'm just actually getting tangled up here. Hang on. For the everywhere else, okay, UK, it's 001-960-283-4611. But obviously be aware that if you are calling from the UK, it is chargeable, so you'd be better off phoning in via Skype, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. I'd like to also welcome everybody that's obviously listening. Without you, it wouldn't be worth my while doing this. But also, I'd like to say a big well done to our very special friend, David, for getting his new job. Long-awaited position, several interviews later. In fact, several job interviews later, the right to come along. And I put a post up on my Facebook page this afternoon saying, you know, what should the topic be on my show tonight? And it's quite funny because a few people have commented on it. So I'll read some of them out because some of them are quite funny. One says, me, talk about me. But there was also about love, relationships, and so on, positivity. It certainly worked after our weekend with you guys. This is obviously a very dear friend, Belinda, who's David's wife, shall I say. And they came to visit for the weekend, and we spoke a lot about how things sort of come to you when the time is right. You know, the people come to you when the time is right, and so on, you know. And the next post that came up was living your life with gratitude. Being grateful for every day that everyone who crosses your path on your journey, and I am thankful for you, my friend, and I'm also thankful for them. And I'm just being messaged now. My sister is listening. Hi, Nita. And obviously, if you are busy at work in the States and you're listening to me through your PC at work sneakily, well done. That goes out to obviously that. Steve and Tom, my cousin, and so so living your life with gratitude and being grateful for every day and everyone who comes into your path, okay, or on your pathway and on your journey. It's an amazing thing because we obviously bump into people and we get talking to people, and you know, those talks turn into something else. You find some kind of interest within each other, and there's a friendship that's sparked. Yeah, and my belief is that there's always a reason for somebody coming into our lives, whether it's good or bad. You know, because either we are either meant to be going into their life to help them on their journey, you know, or help them out in a certain particular subject that they're trying to deal with. If you can hear a load of noise in the background, it's my headphones are running a bit. So I'm just going to take this top off because they are. Ooh, I'm getting undressed, guys. And also, you know, it could be likewise that these people could be coming into your life, A, because you've asked for it. And you know, you've asked for these people to come into your life for whatever reason, and yes, sis, I know I can. I know you're listening. And also, when I say bad things as well, you know, there's no reasons to why people can't come into your life to treat you a lesson as well, you know, or to be part of a lesson that you've really got to get over. You know, I've been through that recently. You know, we've all got lessons to learn, but if it's good or bad, we should be grateful to those people for that situation, you know, for allowing us that time to learn from it, you know. And we should, instead of just like going, right, okay, well, I'm not going to do that again, we should accept it, learn from it, and then say, do you know what, I now know either I shouldn't be like that towards that person, or I now know the signs, so then I can move on, you know. But just be grateful. I mean, I'm grateful every day for everybody that I talk to, either online, you know, and, you know, say, for instance, now, a lovely lady called Mary Lou in the States. Fantastic lady. We've been talking online and so on about certain things that, you know, we will be doing, and, you know, or talking to each other about certain things that she does and helping each other out. So hang on, go Nick, he was made a year after I left secondary school. Oh dear. Right, so I have to read some of these comments out because they are quite funny. So yeah, and the strangest story is, okay, Mary Lou was talking to me about this other lady that was online, that deals with other stuff that we're both interested in, and she said, oh, you should friend request this lady, you know, on Facebook, just to see, you know, what happens. I was like, well, yeah, okay, you know, I'll friend request and say, you know, say hello and see what's going on and stuff like that. So I did. Wasn't expecting, obviously, I was expecting just to, you know, yeah, thanks, you know, thanks for your friend request, blah, blah, blah. And lo and behold, I got a message back saying, hey, great, you know, I've been told that I've been meant to connect to you before next Friday. So I was like, really? Before next Friday? Okay, what has spirit got me involved here this time? You know, what's going to happen? So I left it for a while, spoke to Mary Lou a little bit, and I mentioned this, and she said, oh, well, hang on, you know, the lady I'm talking about as well is actually Mary Shaw Lawson. Everybody should look her up. She's a great lady. She said, hang on, she's online. I'll ask her what she means. She said, yeah, me and Nick are doing a pilot for NBC next week. I was like, am I? She said, you know, hang on. She's saying, yeah, you're meant to be doing a pilot for NBC. I was like, wow, great. You know, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'd love to. You know, wow, this is amazing. So I thought this is either a wind-up or it's just a cross wire. You know, she's got the wires crossed somewhere along the line. But I thought, well, you know, I'll go. You know, I've always learned that I should go where spirit take me. And so we carried on the conversation. And I think Mary Shaw actually just twigged that I was a different Nick. And she says, I'm really sorry. I am so sorry. But you're not the Nick that I thought you were. And the funny thing is, she says, I'm meant to get in contact with a Nick who's a medium out here in the States. And we're meant to be doing a pilot on NBC. And I'm like, wow, isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that an amazing coincidence? But yet, I've actually now got in contact with, you know, this lovely lady. We've had a couple of conversations. I've been talking to Mary Lou about an online meditation that I'll be doing. In fact, I'll be doing an online meditation tomorrow as a trial. Okay, this is just as a trial. Hang on, I'm being messaged again. So it will be interesting. No, not IBM. NBC. So and this is what I mean by people come into our lives for reasons. You know, there's possibly a reason why I've contacted, obviously because Mary Lou told me to, but there must be another reason behind this. There's a reason why me and Mary have got in contact, and you know, other people that are in the States. There's always these reasons. You know, we should never look, you know, or we could try and look beyond them, but we should just always accept it when it happens. You know, don't, you know, you can question it, but just accept these situations and just go along for the journey, because it's going to lead you down some magical path. But be warned, sometimes those magical paths are lessons that aren't going to be quite so nice. You know, they're going to teach you a lesson, but in the highest of respects as well. But just enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. Even if you end up crying your eyes out, just enjoy it and go, do you know what? Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have that experience. You know, it's a great thing. So let me talk quickly about this meditation that I'm planning, okay? It's called anymeeting.com, I think it's called, okay? And I'm planning on doing an online meditation. It's going to be for half an hour or maybe an hour, where we just connect and we just do an online meditation. I'll be taking you through different scenarios in the meditation. I'll be showing you a way of how I open up, how I teach people to open up their chakras, how to get them grounded. I'll also be doing a thing on protection while we're working. But it's ideally, it's just a test, okay? It's a pilot to see if it works, see if we can take it to a different step, okay? So if you want to be involved in this, okay, anywhere in the world, okay, if you want to be involved in this, please email me, because I will need your email to invite you into this, okay? So my email address is info@nick-humphreys.com, exactly the same as website, but with info at the beginning. Okay, so it's going to be an interesting, it's going to be tomorrow. I'm just finalising the time. I think it probably might be about 6 a.m. in the morning, might be, not sure. I might do two, so I might do one tomorrow afternoon, but can you just keep an eye out on my pages on Facebook, because I'll announce it. Because the problem that I've got, guys, is that a lot of the people in America want to actually join in on this, as well as the you know, friends and family and so on that are over here in the UK. So I've got to pick a time that's well balanced for both of us. You know, I know we're five to seven hours in front of the States. So you know, it's we've got to have a contrast. So I'm oohing and aahing because I'm just checking messages as we speak, because I know somebody's just messaged me as well. Anyway, so let's go back to this conversation about why people come to meet us. You know, you've heard the story about how I've become a host on here, okay, on MikeSpirit.fm. This guy was kept on messaging me, sending me invites. Please join me for my show on MikeSpirit.fm. And I'm like, who is this guy? Okay. You know, I'm just not, you know, in the right frame of mind, or it's just not the right time for me to listen to this guy. I don't know who this guy is. And then I joined a site called Aranum, and I still work on it, but very, very rarely. And I was talking to another medium that's got himself in trouble, I think. That is, you know, south of England based. And we got talking, and I said, yeah, you know, I'd love to probably do my own radio show or get on TV. And he said, do you want to get in contact with this guy? I said, well, who's that then? And he said, you know, like Mike Davis. He's in your neck of the woods. I said, well, actually, that rings a bell. So I looked back at all my invites, and lo and behold, this Mike Davis is the guy that kept on sending me these invites. And me thinking, well, who is this guy? You know? So I actually phoned him up and said, all right, I've messaged him and said, is there any chance, okay, that I could probably be a guest on your show? Just to introduce myself, tell you what I do, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I could do one better than that. He said, let's talk and maybe you might want to hold your own show. Lo and behold, here I am. Okay, so I know you guys have, if you are new to my show, welcome. Okay, I'm Nick Humphreys. So I'm just talking about how people come into our lives. They play a major part in our lives, good or bad. Okay, you know, me and Mike are we are. It's really weird. We have this really fantastic relationship. It's a fantastic friendship that we have, but it's a friendship where we know brothers, even, okay. But it's like we don't have to phone each other every day. You know, we phone each other once in a blue moon, and we just continue the conversation from where we left off before. It's that sort of relationship. So you know, we're there for. This is a relationship where I think that we are there for each other. You know, obviously the meeting of my wife, that's another reason. That's a massive reason for me, you know. But it's also, you know, you'll get things like friendship, work environment, you know. But don't get tangled up in the fact that it's all you, okay? It could be that you are having to do something for them, okay? We can't go along our path going me, because that's just not how it's done, okay? We have to open our hearts, our minds to every aspect of it. So I think it was actually a really good thing that actually, let me go back to the post, and I will give you the name, that this person came up with. Now, excuse my pronunciation on this, okay? So thank you very much. To Kim Fetty Place Smacker, I think that's how it's pronounced. I don't know if that's the name, okay? But you know, thanks, folks. It's a great thing. I've also got another one come up. Not be judgmental and believing what you hear about having all the facts. Well, wow, okay. Judgmental. We should never be judgmental. You know, how can you judge somebody by what somebody else has just said about somebody else? How can you judge them? Okay, if you're going to judge them, go up to the face and say, you know, is this true? Okay, can I have your side of the story or whatever it is? Okay, prime example. Okay, is that somebody recently has posted on Facebook. Facebook's a dangerous place, I tell you, about Phil Collins. You know, R.I.P. Phil Collins. So, you know, I didn't. I'm thinking. You know, my wife's thinking. We haven't heard anything about Phil Collins on the news. You know, is this true? You know, and it turns out it's not. Somebody just put this on for a laugh. You know, which is, you know, a bit of a sicko, to be honest. So, we should never listen to gossip. Okay, we should never start gossip, and you know, we should always be non-judgmental, you know, and never believing the first thing we hear about somebody. It's always, or also, like, should I say, like the first impressions. Never judge a book by its cover. You know, that person is, you know, they may not be the most prettiest of persons, but actually they would have had the loveliest of hearts. The more, you know, and more to give. So we should never ever judge people, you know, by our own standards. You know, we should always, I always say to people, you know, put out what you wish to receive. Okay, so whatever your mood is, if I'm in a really bad mood, or if you're in a really bad mood, and I remember when I used to be in employment, okay, working for a big company, I tested this and it works. Okay, I went in one day wanting just, you know, I just didn't want to be there. I hated my job, like everybody does anyway. And you know, I gave out bad vibes. And all day, as a test, I had bad vibes back. Bad vibes from my work colleagues. Bad vibes from, you know, people that I was, the customers. Okay, and everybody that I came in contact with through that day. It was a really hard slog, a really hard day just to get through, because I was in that frame of mind. And then the next day, I went in with really positive attitude. I loved my job, my work colleagues. Every customer was a pretty little flower, blah, blah, blah. And I had nothing but positiveness back. I think even one person gave me a tip, and I worked in a store. So it was, it's amazing. If we put out positive, we will get positive back. If you expect negative out there, okay, we'll put negative out there, expect it back. And sometimes it comes back a lot worse. So always be positive about your points of view on others. You know, just don't just put pink sprinkles all over it. You need to be positive. I hope this is kind of making sense to everybody, okay? Because this, you can get really deep with this. But I believe, obviously, Facebook and the technology that we've got now with mobile phones and so on, our people's paths will cross a lot more than they would have done. You know, 10 years ago, I would never have dreamed about actually being able to talk to somebody on a thing called Skype, okay, over the internet from America or Canada or Australia, you know, or India, you know. But we do. I do, you know, and it's amazing. You know, it really is amazing. So I think we've all got a lot to learn from each other. We really have. So on that note, I think we're going to possibly go to some music. The first track of the evening. The telephone lines are open. Okay, 763-283-4611 for the US. Obviously, you should know that by now. And everywhere else, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or Skype, if you want to come in free of charge. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And also, please go to my Facebook pages, International Medium Nick Humphries, and like that page. And go to my website as well, www.nick-humphries.com. Look at my events that are coming up. You can buy tickets through there. You can find out a lot more stuff that I'm doing about me and the show. And I'm updating it slowly, a bit more day by day as I go along. But we're going to go to the first track of the evening, and then we'll probably come back and open up the telephone lines. And I'll speak to you in a couple of minutes. Thank you. there you go. That was imagination with just an illusion. So, classic track. I think it's very British. Back in, I think, very, very early 80s, if not very late 70s. And, you know, I keep saying to everybody, you know, I love the 80s. I absolutely do love the 80s music. I mean, it's a very fond memory of me, okay? Fond time for me in the 80s. But I realised over the last couple of days that a lot of the tracks that I do like are from the 70s. So, anyway, never mind. Start as you mean to go on. So, yeah. Let's talk about, just very briefly before we go to the telephone lines, okay? Because I know I've got callers waiting for these lovely readings, okay? Never underestimate, okay, the power of your thoughts, okay? Because I do this thing called the human pendulum, okay? And it's where we get a circle of people to obviously stand in a circle, holding hands, and we ask, or one person to stand in the middle, and we ask spirit to physically move the energy. And we ask questions like yes and no. So, and it's an amazing thing to watch, okay? But what we don't realise is that we also then think about questions in our minds. So the power of thought is there. So I, as the leading medium, I'll be standing in the middle, and I'll be asking questions. And I'll say to somebody in the circle, you know, think of a question. And then all of a sudden, without realising what I've just said, this person will either start to sway a certain way, you know, and I'm going, why are you swaying? And obviously it's because the power of thoughts. I've asked somebody to think of a question, they're thinking of a question, and it's out there, okay? So out there in the ether, okay, in the universe, and spirit are actually answering through power of physical movement. So be careful about what you wish for and what you think, okay? Because it will come back to you in some sort of form, okay? Again, it's the same with, you know, I'd really love to meet, you know, whatever it is, or really want to see this or whatever it is. It will come to you. But you have, if it's a positive thing, be positive with it. So just be aware, it's a physical phenomenon to do what I've just mentioned about the circle, okay? But it's a great thing to watch, and I actually on my tour I'll be doing this in my tour. You know, I'm in Cardiff in August, I'm in Reading in August, I'm in Luton, I'm in Northampton in October, Luton in September, Prestatyn in September. And then I move on to Gloucester in October, on the 19th, I believe it is. All my tour dates are available on my website. Even when I get the actual clarification, I've had clarification for Luton and Northampton today, so they'll be going on over the next few days. Tickets will be sold on there as well. And if you've got any questions, guys, really, throughout the week till my next show, email me your questions. I'll be quite happy to answer them on my show. Okay, if there's a favourite track you want to hear, you know, email me your favourite track. We'll have it played. If you want to dedicate it to somebody, we'll do that for you. This is like, I know it's the Nick Humphries Medium Show, but it's really for you guys as well. So get involved. You know, obviously I'll be doing the readings, which I love as well. I'm asking Spirit now to come stand for me. Okay, stand next to me, my team to work for me. So what we're going to do then, we're going to go to, I need to get ready because I need to stand up because I'm sitting down at the moment, but I like working standing up because of the energy as well. Some mediums can work sitting down, but I prefer the energy to be, you know, me standing up working that way. So we'll go to the telephone lines. I'm just going to double check the caller. I believe it's Mike. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Mike. The line's quite crackly, so can you tell me where you're calling from, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Detroit.
Detroit, was that?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, very good. Welcome to the show. Can I ask, how can I help you this evening? How can the spirit world guide you?
Well, actually, I was just looking if it's possible, just a general reading, or unless you would rather have something more specific.
Right, now, I need to get this right, because the line's quite bad. You just want a general reading. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right, thank you very much. Okay. Right. I'm just asking Spirit to come forward now to help me with this one for you, okay? Okay, thank you. Right. I'm being told, okay, by a gentleman in spirit, as his energy is coming into my area now, okay, and for me to see, I'm being told that life around you is a little bit busy. You'd understand this? Okay, thank you. It's also telling me that I want to go to him first, okay, because he's the one that I think is the more important here, rather than stuff that he's saying at the moment, because we do understand a gentleman in spirit that would be known to you by as a father figure?
Father, no, but grandfather, yes.
Right, okay. This gentleman would have been... Okay, cause he's coming in a little bit more. I'm just asking him to put his energy up for me as well. To me, he looks like he would have been either a finned hare on top, having the hair around the sides and the back of the head. You understand this with this gentleman?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Because he's the one that's telling me, actually, life around you is quite busy. Okay. He's rubbing his hands as well. Why are you rubbing your hands? Okay. So, but you're also looking for answers. You keep looking for answers, he's telling me. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And he's telling me also to you, it seems like you're taking like 4 steps forward, 3 steps back. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right. He's also just saying to me, you know, sometimes he needs to take his time. He's telling me you rush around or you're rushing into things too quickly. You'd understand this?
Yes.
He's also pointing towards work, okay? He's talking about work as well. Okay. Right. Right. I'm getting conflicting stuff here, because he's talking about work as if you work is a bit slow. Okay. But you're working too much? Does that make any sense? Okay. See, thank you. It's just, right. He's talking about employment. So there's an issue around employment here. You'd understand this?
Yes, I have a career that's 100% commission, and then I also wait tables part-time, which I hate, by the way.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. I'm asking him to give me a bit more information, because he's standing there. He's got a lovely energy, okay? Okay, thank you. Give me that again. Okay. Right. He's given me the number 50 or 56, okay? Because he's trying to draw it for me as well. But he's given me either an age, okay? You understand this? 50s? So this gentleman would have been in his 50s?
That I don't know.
Okay.
It would have been much later on when he would have passed.
Right, I have to stick with what he's saying, okay?
Okay.
So, 50s is something important, okay? Say again. Okay, he's definitely given me 56. Okay, 56. So that there's something going on around the number 56. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Right. Do you still use a skateboard? He's talking about a skateboard.
No, but I used to have a surf and skate shop when I got out of the Navy.
Okay. Okay. Because what he's doing is showing me a skateboard as if, like, he's self-propelling himself. It's quite funny to watch, actually. okay. Right. Okay, thank you. It's just saying to me about being a big kid. You understand this?
Yeah, I need to have more fun.
I think he still sees you as a big kid, or this is how you are. You come across as a big kid.
Okay.
Let's go back to his employment, okay? Because I want to ask him about the employment. What's the employment for? Okay. Self-employment for you, my friends. This is what I'm being told, okay?
Yes.
I'm being told that you need to, his words are, knuckle down. Okay, you need to knuckle down and get on with this self-employment. So this is something that you've been wanting to do for quite some time. You'd understand this.
Correct. I've been working at it for about a little less than a year.
Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. Why? He's talking to me about publishing. Excuse
really?
Me. What are you talking about publishing? Okay. What's the publishing then? I'm just asking just to give me clarification of what he means by publishing. Right. Thank you. He's talking about when you say publishing. Okay, I don't think it's either like writing. You need to write a book or anything like that. But there is a book in all of us, I have to say. He's talking about a plan, a business plan, a publish a business plan. Do you understand this?
Okay, that's a possibility.
It's talking about gathering all your evidence into this plan. So this is what he's saying. Okay. But he's also either a memory, okay, or it's a destination that your surroundings, okay. But you're in Detroit, you said, okay. I have no idea what the landscape's like there, okay. But he's definitely given me a view of the beach, okay. Why give me a view of the beach?
I'm thinking of a possible move when things hit by the end of the year.
Right. Okay. It's almost like a scene out. It's almost like a scene out of Baywatch. It's that sort of very long, you know, like long beaches.
Yeah,
that's that sort of scenario. But I don't know why he's just giving me that to give to you. Okay.
Maybe because I've been thinking about maybe Phoenix, and maybe I need to be at the ocean rather than the desert.
Okay. Hang on a second. Right. Okay. Okay, without going on with what you've been saying to me as well, okay. But he's just talking about the need for you to get away. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. That's all I'm gonna say on that one, okay? Because I know what you said, and I don't want people to think that I'm, you know, you're feeding me information. But Okay. But he's doing the strangest thing, okay. He's dipping his hands in a bucket of what looks like tar or something like that. So he's up to his wrists in black tar. What are you doing that for? Okay. I'm asking why he's doing that. It was something that you did? Okay. This is something that he did. This is something that he would have done, he's saying. Okay, would you understand this? He's telling me that he would have, okay, it's part of his work. He would have put his hands in this bucket of black tar-like stuff. Would you understand this with him?
Not necessarily, but it's possible.
Okay, it's really weird. It's like almost an industrial type thing, but it's. He's not giving me the impression that he would have worked in industrial units or anything like that. But it's part of his. Okay. Right. This gentleman would have been in the military. You'd understand this?
Yes.
This is something that he had to do within the military. Okay. Because I've asked him, you know, specifically, what is it you're doing? And he's talking about sticky bombs. I have to laugh. He's talking about sticky bombs. Thank you. he's putting his hands in black tar buckets with things in his hands, and he's, thank you, sticky bombs. He just, was he like a trainer in the army or something like that? Because he's talking about he would have taught people this.
Right, it's possible. Maybe either the army or the navy.
This is something that you might need to look up, because it's actually really quite interesting. The stuff that he's standing there doing, he's dripping all over the place. But he's actually physically showing me that he told me he quite enjoyed it. Okay, so going back to you, anything else more you want to say before we leave? Okay. What's that then? Okay. He's telling me actually you need to be a bit more strict on your spending as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And he's also saying that you need to eat a little bit better.
Yes.
He's talking about green vegetable. He's talking, you know, specifically green vegetable. Okay. Really? Okay. He's talking to me about, he's showing me as well, he's talking about broccoli. Okay, I don't know why, but when I see or hear about broccoli, sometimes broccoli just means one thing to me about either there's a health issue, that we're lacking in iron or something like that. Do you understand this?
Sure.
Okay, so I want you to look at your nutrition, your dietary needs. This is what he's saying. You definitely need to look at your dietary needs. Okay, I'm going to leave it there, my friends. Okay, because I've got loads of other callers to get to.
Absolutely. Okay? Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for phoning in. And if you want to listen in again, obviously you can go back to mikespirit.fm, listen to the archives. Okay, and just go back over it, listen to the information. You can write it down at your leisure then. And then find out, you know, what it's all meant to be. Okay, my friend?
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so thank you. And obviously, we, as we do always, we thank the loving spirit that came through to give us that little bit of evidence and so on. Okay, so I need to clear my throat, really. So, right, we're going to go back to the telephone lines because I know I've got a list of people. And the next caller is, let me have a look, I believe area code 808.
Hello.
Hi,
my name, can you hear me?
I just about, your name is, sweetheart, can you say it again for me?
Dawn,
hello, Dawn.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia? Wow, cool, Georgia. okay, thank you. And how can I help you this evening?
I want you to look at me moving to New York to be with Adam.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. Right, I'm being told that actually this has been on the cards for a little while now. You understand this?
Well, we just started talking about a couple months ago.
Right.
Is that a while? Yeah, I guess.
No. okay. Because when I'm linking in, okay, the first thing that I heard was 6 months, okay? 6 months. So either it's you've been talking for quite a while, okay, or it's going to take place within 6 months. Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. And you are, sweetheart? Okay. Right, sweetheart, I've got a lady that's coming forward for you, okay, from the spirit world. And she's not best pleased, okay, at the moment. But she's coming in and she's tutting at me. And she's just saying, she's going full guns here, okay. She's a lovely lady, but I think she's looking out for you, okay? This lady is telling me that she has been grandmother, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on mum's side of the family, you don't stand this.
No, well, maybe my mom's grandmother. My mom's still alive.
Okay. It's definitely a grandmother figure, okay? Say again.
My dad's mom is dead.
Okay. I have to stick with mum's side of the family, okay? So this
That's
probably
my grandmother. Probably my
okay.
great-grandmother. I never met her, so.
Right. Okay. Okay, thank you. And he's here as well? Okay, thank you. I've also got a gentleman here, okay? Presenting himself to be grandfather, okay? You understand this?
I have two grandfathers passed that I wasn't really close to, so I don't really know them.
It's the grandmother that I want to go to, okay?
Okay.
But she's come steaming in here, okay? Shaking her head and waving her finger at me because... Okay, thank you. I have to say, she is displeased, but in the nicest sense, okay? Because she's only got your best interest at heart, okay?
Mm.
Okay. She's telling me, actually, you're quite rash. You know, you sort of jump in with both feet. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this is not the first time that you would have done this. You'd understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. She's just saying, actually, that you haven't learned your lesson here, have you? This is what she's saying.
I shouldn't. So that's what I'm wondering, if I should do it or not. So it sounds like I shouldn't.
You take it as you will, sweetheart. This is purely what this lovely lady from Spirit is saying. She's just saying, actually, do you know? She hasn't learned her lesson. She jumps in with both feet, and you haven't learned your lesson. Okay, so you need to pull on the reins a little bit here. 6 months. I'm still being given 6 months. Okay, so there is a time span here. Either that I'll be honest. I don't feel that you'll be moving over to wherever he is in 6 months. But I feel things will obviously take place within 6 months. Okay, thank you. Who's that then? Okay.
He said I won't be going there.
I don't feel that you'll be going there in 6 months, okay? But obviously, I think things will start to you know, be more concrete within 6 months, okay?
Mm.
Okay, thank you. Right. Because she's just saying to me as well, I'll try and say it in the way that she's... How do you expect, or what do you expect to do about work and stuff like that? This is what she's trying to make you think about. Mm-hmm. Everything that has to be in place. Thank you. Because if I'm right and if she's right, you're working at the moment. You understand this?
Well, not really. I need to find... I just moved to Georgia to work on a farm, so I'm working and living on this farm that I'm not happy with, and I don't want to be here. So
right,
I can't wait 6 months.
Never
here.
She just said she is working, so we have to take it that yes, you are working, okay? So,
well,
okay.
Kind of. I'm only getting 100 a week.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. But again, I'll go very quickly to what she's just saying, because she's just saying to you just to not jump in with both feet. Think about things first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I'm calling.
She just said to me, I understand, actually, he's a really nice gentleman, a really nice guy. But she's waving a finger at me saying, no, you know, she needs to just, you know, hang on and calm down. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Because I'm being told, actually, that either him or previously you've been promised the world and it just didn't happen. You understand this?
Me? Yeah, many times.
Yeah, okay. Therefore, you need to learn, sweetheart. You need to learn about what is going on, okay?
Well, how long am I going to have to wait? I'm 44.
Okay. So, yeah. Right. And again, I'm... When's that? Okay. Right. Right, I'm being given September, okay, the month of September. Something will happen around September for you, okay? But we can also look at it a different way, that either this is a special month around you, could be like an anniversary, a birth, death, or a marriage or some sort, but it's something going on within that month, okay? Okay. So late September, she's just saying to me, okay? Again, she's giving me 6 months? 6 to 9 months she's given. Okay, just 6 to 9 months. That's what she just said. Okay. So, but she's talking about patience.
Patient my okay? whole life.
Oh, sweetheart. Bless you. Do you know, sometimes the more we want something, okay, the slower it comes to us. Okay? So we have to learn. It may be a part of your path in your life is that we need to learn to be a little bit more patient and not jump in with both feet at the first thing that comes in, okay, into our lives. Remember what I was saying about at the beginning of the show, that certain things happen to us, people come into our lives for particular reasons. Okay, so sometimes people come in to play that scenario of you jumping in with both feet. So then you realise, actually, do you know what, that was a really bad mistake. You know, I'll learn for the next time I see the signs and so on. So this is primarily a good example, okay?
Can I ask why it can't happen? I mean, like, why wouldn't it be a good thing?
Why is it not good? A good thing?
Yeah, to be without...
I didn't say it wasn't a good thing.
I want to ask why, because I'm being told it's don't do it, it's a bad idea.
Well, I think from spirit's point of view, okay, family member in spirit's point of view, okay, is that they've seen you hurt before, okay? They've seen you jump in with both feet and being promised the world, and it all mm-hmm. crumble, okay? So it's more of a precaution. Don't forget, at the end of the day, sweetheart, we have what we call and what the great Lord gave us, okay, is free will. We have free will to decide.
I don't want to get crumbled and hurt again. I'm just saying why. I wonder why this time again it's still not going to happen.
Say again. Okay. She's just, actually, she's asking a question of you, okay? Why are you having to move? This is what she's, okay, you don't need to answer me, okay, I don't want to know the answer.
I want out of here, like, now, I don't want to stay here 6 months.
Okay, I understand, and this is a complicated road we're going to go down, okay? I would say to you, from the bottom of my heart, be patient, okay? If it's meant to be, this person will wait, okay, for things to happen. Okay, your great grandmother's question to you is, why do you have to move? Okay, so think about the question. Okay?
Okay.
Right? So, again, we have free will. You could not listen to me. Don't listen to Spirit's guidance, okay? And you can pack your bags. Sorry?
That's why I called. I wanted guidance.
Sweetheart, that's why we're here. This is why Spirit comes forward.
I'm just saying that's why I'm listening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm grateful for Spirit to come forward to allow me to pass on this message. They are just concerned that actually you are jumping in with both feet. They're not saying it's a bad thing, because actually your grandmother's saying actually he's a really nice guy. But maybe, you know, you need to pull in the reins a little bit and just be a bit more careful about what you're going to do. Okay, it's not a no. It's a
yeah, but it's either we're meant to be together or we're not. It's that simple.
Okay. If second, I'm asking again. Hang on. Okay, right. Do you know what I'm asking? And all I'm getting is only time will tell. That's all I'm getting. Okay. So I'm going to have to leave it there, because I do feel we're going to go around in circles with this, okay?
Okay.
You need to take...
It's clear to me that it's not meant to be, then.
Sorry, say again?
It sounds pretty clear that it's a no.
No, not at all. No. I didn't say it's a no. Okay?
I know, but that's what I'm hearing from Spirit. If I'll just get hurt again, why? Don't be stupid.
No. You see, you're taking it all wrong, okay? Great grandmother here, okay, is just saying you need to be careful, be more patient, you know, don't jump in straight away. See how things blossom first, okay? You know,
okay.
Let him come to you for a little while and see how you develop that way, okay?
Okay.
So it's not a no, it's a maybe. Be careful, you know, learn from your previous mistakes of being promised the world and it all being taken away, okay? This is what they're saying. Because they're watching and they are protecting you. Okay?
Yep.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Take love from the spirit world, okay? And I wish you all the best. okay? And if you want to listen back at this, you can do. You can go to mikespirit.fm and go to the archives and listen back. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. So we're going to go to another track, okay? I'm going to go and get a glass of water or maybe a hot chocolate and come
right back
and do some reading. Okay, that's better. Right, thank you very much for that. Yeah, great Bob Marley, eh? Oh, imagine the music that he'd be churning out now if he was still with us today. What a great man and great loss. So, I know... yeah, man. I've still got readings to do. Obviously, I'm your host, Nick Humphries. I'm with you for the next hour. You can catch me at www.nick-humphries.com. For my cousin, I'll try and find some Ragga Twins, Step Out, or whatever it's called. Remember that? Back in the 80s. So, yeah, let's go back to the telephone lines for some more readings. And I believe I've got area code 111. Hello?
Hello, Nick?
Yes.
My name is Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And where are you calling from, Kevin?
I'm calling from Southern California.
Southern California. Wow. Cool. See, I just love it, you know, where we're reaching, you know. It's really great. So how can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you see a move for me in the near future.
Sorry, could you just say that again? Because there's a bit of a crackle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if there's a move for me in the near future.
Okay, a move for you in the near future.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. Okay. I'm just connecting to spirit. Just ask him to stand forward for me. Just give me a bit more information. Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. When you say move, okay, and I'm asking spirit about move, I'm being told this is like a physical move as well. It's like everything. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's not just a job. It's life. It's the whole everything around you. Do you understand this?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I'm also being told as well that people around you are really supportive. You don't understand this. They're really trying to help you out here as well. It's like you've got the go ahead. You don't understand this,
right? Okay, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So can you come forward a little bit more for me? Okay. Kevin, I've got this gentleman coming forward, okay, from the spirit world, and when I get him to stand next to me, I feel very strong, very proud, okay, and he's making me stand upright, but slightly curved to, so it's almost like I'm bending over to my left-hand side, okay, not that he had a disfigurement, it's just the way that he, you know, it's, thank you, hard labour he's talking about. You'd understand this with a gentleman in the spirit world. He would have stooped to. It's almost like I've got a stiff neck and so on. So it's like I've got a curve to my spine. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, I'll work. I'm going by everything that he's given me so far. Okay. Can you come forward a bit more? I've got to say, he's a really nice gentleman. Quite a gentle chap. Okay. Can you give me a bit more, then, please? Thank you. But I want to take you to your father's side of the family. Possibly grandfather with this gentleman. Okay, you don't understand this.
On my father's side?
On your father's side of the family?
It might be a great-grandfather, I know my stepfather had passed, so I'm not sure if that would...
Okay. The gentleman in question, okay, he would have worn glasses as well. Okay, thank you. But he's just saying to me, they were purely for reading. Okay, thank you. Right, give me a bit more. Okay, on the subject. Yeah, he's just saying to me, he's taking the glasses off. He said, no. And he's wiping his head. Okay, and he's just saying, no. I use them just primarily for reading. Okay, so this gentleman would have read quite a lot. He's telling me as well. Okay, thank you. Okay, and also, just to give you a bit more evidence as well, so you can probably ask family members about this gentleman,
okay.
But he's holding his head, so either he was, he had suffered with his head, either he had a lot of headaches, or there was something wrong around the head, around the top of the head. Okay, thank you. Okay. So can you give me a bit more? Okay. He's given me a name as well, not for him, but for somebody he would have been connected to, either within the family or around him, okay? Can you give me that name again? Okay. And it sounds like Brenda, okay? Brenda. So would you understand this connection?
Brenda, no. A Linda, but not a, I mean...
A Linda?
Maybe a Linda?
Okay. It could be, it's just... I don't want to make it fit, but it's got that in the part of the name, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the gentleman telling me about stuff that's going on around you. He's telling me that... okay, thank you. Right. He's talking about shipments. Shipments, okay? You'd understand this. He's talking about putting things in crates and stuff like that. You'd understand this?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Because this is what he's talking... When he said move, he's going, yeah. He's going to put everything in crates and everything is going to be moved. Literally. Okay. But it's... Okay, thank you. But he's just said to me as well, he's you're quite nervous about all this.
maybe a little bit.
But he's saying... it's almost like, I'm trying to think of the words, hesitant, thank you. He just said to me, you're a bit hesitant, not nervous, hesitant. You don't understand this.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go ahead, you can say what you're going
to
say.
Oh, no, yeah, I just, yeah, maybe a little bit hesitant, but more or less just where I should go, if maybe he sees me, like, in a certain location.
Okay. Give me a bit more. Okay. Right. I have to give you this, okay? Because he's talking to me about... can you give it to me a bit? Thank you. The possibility of you actually moving to a different continent, okay?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, away from, obviously, where you are now, because he's... When he says shipment, he's talking about shipping everything. And he's showing me a big liner with a container and everything being shipped over to somewhere else. Okay, it's a different country. Okay. But he's also talking about adventure. Adventure. He keeps talking to me over and over again about adventure. See it as an adventure, he's saying. Does this make any sense to you at all?
No, I mean, I guess where I'm going to be going, I mean, I want it to be, of course, somewhat of a new adventure for myself, you know, something different than what I'm doing now, just kind of new way of life. So it might be, you know, something where I could feel rested and enjoy life. And, you know, so, yeah, so it'd be a sense of adventure to this move.
Okay. But I'm also just asking as well, I'm asking my helpers that I have in the spirit world just to clarify a couple of things to me, okay?
Okay.
Because I keep being told about these containers, about putting everything into containers. And they're just saying to me, actually, it could be a form of like a symbolic where you're packing up all your stuff and like self-contained. So either you're feeling that you're self-contained. I'm not saying this is right, but this is what they're guiding me to say to you, okay?
Okay,
thank you. What's that to do with then? Okay. But they're also talking about your work environment as well, okay? Okay, thank you. And they're talking about a new structure around you with your work environment. And I feel that your work is going to move you upwards. So you're going to be either, it's like a promotion type thing, or a different job with a higher status on it. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I know this is quite vague, but I can only give you what Spirit is willing to give me, okay?
Sure.
Okay, give me a bit more then. Okay, I've been told, okay, quite honestly, no, you're saying it wrong. He's going to be moving, as in moving away, okay? So you're having to look at your horizon. Thank you. He's just saying to me, no, tell him he's got to look at his horizon. You will be moving away. Okay, thank you. And he just said, my dear friend, he will be moving away okay, thank you. He's saying new shores, different shores, okay? So this is something that's going to come up. Okay, 2013, he's saying to me, is going to be a really, thank you, hectic time for you. Okay? Okay. Right, spring, he's talking about. Spring is going to be like where it all starts moving or and I'm getting mixed up in what he's saying, because he's saying, oh, just next spring, next year is going to be just mad. It's going to be where things start to be shipped, things start to come into play. Just very quickly, okay? He's also just said to me about a lady that's in spirit that would have been grandmother as well. You understand this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Mum's side of the family, very, very sweet. I would say she's of average height and of average build as well. You understand this with her?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's
okay. She's coming forward with very, very, very big smiles, okay? This is almost like a confirmation of what I'm saying. Okay, thank you. Okay. Really? Right. Okay. Right. Okay. And she's talking about a child. Okay? She's talking about a child. Okay? But I don't feel this child is of spirit. I feel this child is of the earth plane. Okay? And this child is female. So you'd understand that there would be a connection around you with a female of child, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
I have.
Okay. This is like granddaughter, you understand this?
A granddaughter?
Say again. Yeah, it's like granddaughter she's talking about. You understand this?
So it would be her granddaughter. Am I like cousin? Is that what you're saying? I'm not. Sure,
No. You have a daughter.
Yeah, I have three kids. Yes, and two of them are girls.
Okay.
So it would be.
Okay. She's talking about one of them. One's got long hair. You'd understand this. She's showing me one with long hair.
Okay. Uh huh. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to hurry with this, okay, because I've got loads of...
Sure, yeah, no problem.
Okay. Is there some sort of trauma around this girl at the moment? Because she's talking about trauma, like either she's being traumatised or... thank you. She's telling me she's not sleeping well. You understand this?
No, she actually sleeps really good.
Does she?
I mean, I don't know about sleeping. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. I'm just asking what she means. Say again. Okay. Right. Again, she's just saying to me there's trauma or there's, thank you, almost like tears or something like that. There's, you know, something going on. Okay, thank you. She's just saying there's an unsettledness around her. I think maybe you want to talk to her about this. Maybe she will open up.
Sure.
Okay, but just to recap, okay, it's been a bit of a crazy reading, but there is definitely a move, and it's like, as I said before, it's your whole life will be moved, okay? It's almost like it would be put in a crate and shipped off to another continent, and I have to give you that, because it's what this gentleman was saying, that look beyond, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Things are going to be quite crazy around you as well, especially beginning early part of next year. I know it seems quite far away, but actually it's not. Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm also being told for you to check your passports for some reason. Okay, check your passports.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to leave it there, okay?
All right, thank you, Nick.
I apologize for it's a bit of a crazy reading.
That's okay, but thank you. Thank you for having me on the
show.
I appreciate it.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, just to go over it, okay, sometimes, you know, spirits will come through and it will be as clear as day. Sometimes they will come through and it would be like, I don't know, pulling teeth. But, you know, we have to listen to quite carefully about what they're saying. Sometimes it comes through as signs and symbols and all this other stuff. We have to really sort of sieve it out to understand what they're saying. And I always get asked, you know, why don't they just say what they mean? Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes I just don't interpret it or hear it correctly. You know, I always give them as much as I can, and I will never go back on what they're telling me, because I will never make it fit. So we're going to go back to the callers, okay? And I think we've got area code 206, I believe.
Holly?
Is that right? Hello?
Yeah, my name's Holly from Seattle.
Oh, hello, Holly from Seattle. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm getting there. I'm really good, thank you. Mm-hmm. How can we sort of help you or guide you? What sort of area?
I'm having problems with my stepdaughter that's 13 years old. Her name is Coral. What did I see with her?
Okay. Right. Let me just link in. Okay, thank you. Come forward. Okay, thank you. Okay. 13, you said, didn't you?
Yes.
There's a couple of aspects here, okay? I'm just getting clarification before I open my mouth for you, okay? But there's a couple of aspects here that need to be looked at, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm being told, okay, that okay, thank you. And she's what scared me of what then? Okay. She's rebelling. Okay? I feel like she's rebelling. Okay? Okay. But I'm also being told that actually she's quite scared. Okay? Thank you. And I'm also being told that actually she feels like she's under pressure. Okay? Is that home or school? Okay, both. From both. A bit of home and from school. Okay? But
okay.
Also, there's an outside influence here as well. Okay, I'm just being told. Okay, okay, thank you. From friends that are around her. Do you know when I'm linking into your daughter's energy, I feel very I feel different. I feel. Do you know what we mean by gothic-y? Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, say the word again.
Gothic.
I didn't hear it again, sorry.
Gothic. Very much into like vampires and stuff like that. You don't understand
really?
This?
Yeah, I told her she's not allowed to do that stuff.
Okay. Hence, we found the reason why she's rebelling. Okay. Right. Because what I'm doing is I'm linking into your daughter's energy, okay, to find out what's going on around her personal space, okay? I'm feeling this very gothic feel. Either she wants to be wearing a lot of black, dye her hair black, that sort of aspect to her, okay? But there's pressure from two sides, and there's also this being scared about stuff that's either going on around her at the moment with school, okay, decisions to make and so on, okay. But I think the primary thing is here is the fact that there is this pressure or strictness around her. Okay, thank you. Do you know, I'm just being told, actually, do you know what, it's a phase, okay? A phase that actually she needs to experience, okay? Okay, thank you. But she's a lovely girl, okay? And she actually, if she was in the right frame of mind, she's actually a really good worker, as in, you know, the way that she, her schooling, you know, she's very good at school. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm also being told that there's something, either her grades have dropped or she's not doing quite so well at the moment. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I have to go back to this gothic feeling that I'm getting, okay?
Yeah.
So obviously there's a lot of outside stuff that we are dealing with at the moment as well. We've got things like Twilight, the movie, and all these other vampire films. Okay? So there is this great vast following with these films, and maybe a love for certain characters in there. Okay, I'm not saying this is the problem. I'm just saying this is something we should look at. Okay, and this is a phase. Do you know, sweetheart? I've got a lady come forward very quickly. Okay, and she just said, you know, we should just let her be herself. Okay. This lady's telling me she's grandmother, okay?
Yeah, okay. It's her grandmother.
Yeah, okay, thank you. She just said we should back off just a little bit, give her a little bit of leeway, okay? Okay, thank you. She's just telling me, do you know what, she comes in, she goes upstairs and she spends most of, as a teenager would do, spends most of her time in her bedroom. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Right. This is going to sound really bizarre, okay? Because she's just said to me, well, why can't you experience it also? So she's saying, basically, what she means is, okay, is why don't you talk to your daughter about this stuff, okay, and then go out together and experience it. You know, I don't know, have a mess around, let her dress you up, in the gothic-y style, or you know, dye your hair black for temporarily, or whatever it is. Okay, this is all I'm being told is that maybe you should experience it to understand it more. Okay, thank you. Second. Okay. But there is also this pressure from outside, I'm being told, okay? From friends. Okay, thank you. She feels like she's being left out from her friend circle, okay? You know, joining in. You understand this as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think, really, I think you should just give her a bit more room, you know.
Yeah, I'm too strict. Am I too strict on her? Is that why?
I think there's different levels of being strict, but maybe, we should allow our children to find themselves, you know, to learn about themselves and to be able to express themselves. You know, it doesn't mean they're going to go out and party and get drunk and, have intercourse with people, you know, or men or boys or girls, okay? But to express themselves, find out who they are. This 13-year-old, your daughter, is being restricted and then pressurized by yourself and outside parties to not be allowed to express themselves. You may actually discover she might go out and have her hair dyed black and, you know, have whatever it is that she, you know, to make her be part of this group and realize, actually, do you know what? It's not me, you know? So I think maybe you should sit down. Okay. Because I feel it's more you, actually. I'm being told it's more you that is doing the pressure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I just wanted to do the right choices, so I know I'm strict on her, but I guess I'm doing it wrong.
I'm not saying you're doing your parenting wrong. You're obviously a good, caring parent, you know, as we all are. But sometimes we do need to realise that actually our 13-year-olds are growing up a lot faster and want to experience things for themselves or express themselves differently to how yourself and I did when we were that age. You know, back in the 70s and the early 80s, it wasn't like that for me. You know, we weren't allowed to do these sort of things. But nowadays, life is a bit easier. You see it on TV more, you know. You see it on the internet and, you know, your friends are like it and so on. So just, I would suggest maybe talking to her. Asking her opinion on what it is and how does it, you know, want to be in part of her life, you know, how does it make her feel? Understand it. Don't just block it off because you don't understand it and you think she's going to go out and have a tattoo and have fangs put in and stuff like that. You know, be curious about it. You know, be curious about why and how it works, you know, and let her experience it. That's all I can say, okay? Thank you. Okay. This lovely lady also is coming forward. Say again. Okay. You'd understand June. June's quite important for you as well. I know we're in June. June's quite important. She's just said to me June for you. Is it June or July? Oh, June or July? June. I have to stick with June. So the month's quite important for you. You'd understand this.
Yeah, wedding anniversary.
There you go. Okay. So she's just clarifying. A very, very, very quick bit of evidence for you. So I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. Thank
Your
you.
Your daughter is lovely. She's got a really lovely energy. But I feel she's getting more and more into this pit because she's not allowed to express, okay? So just allow her. Just, you know, get back in contact with us and tell us how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Take the love from the spirit world, okay? And if you want to listen back to this, or even allow her to listen to this by going back to mikespirit.fm, go back to the archives and say, hey, listen to what this guy said about this, you know, and see what she says. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, sweet. Thank you for your
bye.
Phone call. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Good luck. Bye. Well, guys, it's, what time is it now? It's 27 minutes past. I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host for the next 33 minutes. It's dark and dreary and damp here, and I know you guys in the States are having wonderful weather, which is some, hopefully next year, we'll be out there as well with you guys, visiting friends and family and so on. So I'm going to take a quick sip of my drink. I will be doing another reading in a minute. I'm going to go to the last track for this evening, okay? And what was the speech?
Thank you.
There you go. Talking Heads. Great track. I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host for the next 29 minutes. I'll be doing, obviously, another couple of readings I'm going to fit in. So, my wife's very naughty. She's just coming with chocolate buttons. Yes, you can get me anytime you like through my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. And obviously, I have to say again, thank you to everybody that's listening this evening and to all my newfound friends, wherever you are in the States or in the UK or Canada or Australia or India and anywhere. Glad that you could join me. So let's go back to the callers. And I believe the next caller is area code of 310.
Hi, this is Mindy. Hi there, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing very well. I'm happy to be speaking with you.
Thank you. So where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And your name is?
Mindy, M-I-N-D-Y.
Mindy. Oh, what a name. Yeah. Okay, it's really good. How can we try and help you this evening?
Well, I had spoken to you a couple of months ago. I don't know if I should, you probably will revisit me in a bit, but I have a very specific question. Should I ask you the specific question or just wait to hear a message?
Should we just see what happens, shall we? Or
okay, I'll give it a go.
I've got the world's worst memory. Okay, I won't remember what I've said to the last caller, remember whatever I said to you before. Let's see what happens. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, do you know, Mindy? I'm being told that you need to trust yourself more for some reason. You understand this?
I certainly do. Right on.
Okay. I'm also being told that you don't allow yourself to express yourself enough. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. I'm also being tapped on the shoulder by a rather large crowd of people that are in the spirit world for you. You understand this as well, and I'm talking generation of. Okay, you understand this?
I do. Thank you.
I'm also being told. Thank you. I just want to get confirmation. Okay. I'm being told that actually you would be right to go it alone. You'd understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right on. I'll share all that with you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I'm just being told by spirit this information. See, okay. I'm being told that there's no reason, okay, for you not to just go ahead and do this. Okay, thank you. They're just saying there's no boundaries. You should just be able to just go ahead and do whatever's necessary for you. You understand this as well?
Thank you. Thank you so very much. It's exactly what I need to hear.
Okay. There's also an element of spirituality with this as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
The reason I pause, okay, is because I walk around quite a lot, and I walk into the energy and I ask them to stand a little bit closer to me. Okay, give me that again for me, please. Okay. I'm asking them to just give me a bit more. And all they keep saying to me is the trust is the biggest issue with you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm also being told that you just need to not just trust yourself that actually you can do this, okay, but also believe. Okay. But I'm also being told, sweetheart, about a little one that's in spirit that's come forward to me just now. Okay. Bless her. This little girl. Okay. Okay. She just saying that she did touch the earth plane. You'd understand that there's a little girl in spirit that's connected to you also?
Not at this time, but I'm going to hold it.
Okay. I'm not saying she's directly linked to you, okay, but she's linked to you or your family, okay? This little girl, she's come... Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Because what she's doing, she's come forward. She's pushed through the crowd, okay? She's come forward, and she's standing there, and she's holding on to a lady's hand, okay?
Okay.
Okay. She's just saying, this is grandmother that I'm holding on to, okay? So, okay. Okay. What's that then? Why am I also being told that there's, you know, I keep going on about it, there's no restriction around you and that you should go it alone.
There is a restriction
around you. There is, like, somebody is holding you back. You'd understand this?
Yes, I'd be so happy to share with you to help confirm everything that you've said is so very, very right on, and it's the exact message what I needed to hear today. I'm trying to get my product launched in the UK, it's that this product line has to do with actually nourishing and healing, and so there's a spiritual element to it. But for me, it's always about, if I get this done, I'm going to be of service. Please let me be of service. This is the way for me to be of service. So there's that element of spirituality, and it's in front of a very large brand in the UK right now, and it was sent 2 weeks ago, and I had to take a consulting gig because it's taking so long for them to make their decisions, and I was just actually washing my hands, and I was thinking, oh man, I'm going to hop on and speak to Nick Humphreys, and I'm going to hop on, and in my mind, I was just saying, I need to be and do my own thing. I need to get there to be able to do my own thing.
Okay,
so,
this is great. I think this is like confirmation that actually this is going to go the way that you want it to go. But there, obviously there is a restriction here, okay? Okay, and obviously the restriction will be that they're dragging their heels a little bit here, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm being told actually that you need to be ruthless. You need to be a bit ruthless.
Okay.
They're saying, this lovely lady is saying to me, do you know what, she's such a gentle person that she needs to be a little bit more ruthless, but in her nice way. So, okay, thank you. She just said, be on the phone. Get on the phone. Yeah, get on the phone.
I waited now. This is the second week I decided, okay, let her have the chance to review the product line, and then I'm going to place the call. So I was, it's going to be up to me to be able to do this, to place that call then.
Okay. Right. It's also, there's a particular chain I'm being told about as well, that it's, as in when I say chain, I'm talking about a supermarket chain. Okay,
you
betcha.
Okay, it is. Right on. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, really? Okay. I have to also say this, okay? This is not a be aware sort of thing that I'm going to say, okay? But also, I'm being told that eyes are upon you, okay? Eyes are upon you. What I'm being told as well is that I think there's an outside source that's quite interested in your product, okay?
Yes.
But I'm talking about another company.
Is it about a company?
No, it's from another company. So let's say, for instance, Estee Lauder or whatever it is.
It's cosmetics. It's a toiletry range. It's based on a children's book, and the head of licensing of that, where the book is from, her eyes are upon me. She said upon me to go. You need to get. I guess I'll say the brand online. You need to get Boots. So I thought, oh, my God, I'm never going to get boots. But I tried, and this one particular person helped me get to the right person. And it took me three years to get the meeting, and I was granted the meeting. So now the eyes that are upon me, I have to go back to that mean lady because she took a really she took Asda away from me. I got Asda interested, but then she said, no, I don't want it there. So she goes, you have to get boots. I thought, okay, I'm going to try. So there I did it.
Wow.
I'm almost there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I can only feel, okay, from what, and also hear from what I'm being told, that this is going to be quite good. You know, it's going to be good for you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay.
How will that?
Go on. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to interfere with your process. How will that lady from Boots? The eyes that are upon me. It will work out okay. Will that work out okay in the end?
Yeah, I'm feeling nothing but positiveness here. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And I'm also being told. Okay. You'll also need to come over to London.
Okay.
Okay. You'll also
yes,
need to
my
come.
Honor.
Being told, you'll need to come to London. Okay. This is quite soon as well. You're gonna need to come to. Thank you. Right. I'm being told there's a legality thing here as well. You'll need to come to London because they're lawyers or something like that. Signing something. You need to sign something, but you'll have to come over. Okay.
Yes.
So, but I'm gonna leave it there. Okay.
I thank you. It's going to be pretty soon, isn't it? I'm not going to have to wait much longer.
I do feel it's going to be this side of Christmas, definitely. Okay, but very, fairly soon. But you need to be a bit more ruthless about your pressure, but be nice with it. Okay, as you would be. Okay, but sweetheart, I wish you all the best. And
find me
through Facebook or my website and email me. Let me know how you're getting on. Okay.
Will do. I thank you so much for your service.
Welcome, and yourself, and also you can listen back at the archives, okay, for this reading, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you now.
Take care, sweetheart. Thank you, and best of luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Right, so obviously I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your host. I've got about 16 minutes left. So let's go back to the callers. I'm just going to thank the last bit because she's still here for a second. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the callers. Area code 803. 803?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm very good. Hanging in there.
And can I take your name, sweetheart?
Debbie.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie. And where are you calling from?
South Carolina. I'm from New York originally, but I'm
okay. Well, Carolina. Okay. And how can I help you this evening?
I just wanted to know if there were any messages coming through for me, anything with my future or whatever.
Okay. Just see what I'm getting for you. Okay. Right. Would you understand that you've been a bit flat recently?
Yes.
Okay. And it's almost like you need a pick me up. You don't understand what I mean by a pick me up. I'm not talking drugs or alcohol, but you just okay. Thank you. I don't take any offence about what I'm going to say. Okay. It's almost like you need a life injection. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because they're telling me, thank you very much, they're telling me life's been pretty rotten around you recently as well. You'd understand this?
Yes, it has.
Okay. Right. I'm being told as well that you've been trodden on. Do you understand what I mean by this? You've been trodden on? It's like somebody being nasty to you or sort of walking all over you. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Second. Not really.
Okay, let me just see what they mean by that. Okay. Okay, right, thank you. It's being, okay, we just said that before, down in the dumps, they said. Okay, down in the dumps.
Yes, okay. Very much.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, would you also understand there's, I'm not sure if it's a physical, but there's been a loss around you recently as well?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart.
Do you want me to tell you?
No. I'm just, okay. All I'm being told at the moment is that there's been a loss around you. Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm asking if it's, obviously, if it's a, what is that? Okay. But I'm being told to connect this to a gentleman that's in the spirit world. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetie, thank you. Okay. Because this gentleman was quite close to you as well. You understand this as well?
Yes.
And it's okay, thank you. He's telling me you've put your life on stop. Do you understand what I mean? He's telling me this.
Yes, I have.
He's telling me as well, he's such a nice guy, he's got such a lovely energy, okay? He's telling me that actually you promised him something as well, you'd understand this.
I always promise stuff, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't always keep it, but I always tell him things.
Okay. So what he's saying to me is that she promised that she would carry on. You understand?
Oh, I told him I would try. Yes, I have.
Okay.
I said that.
He's holding you to that promise. He's holding you to that promise. Okay. 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 Right. He just said to me as well, because I've just walked up to him and asked him to talk to me quickly, and he's just said, "I'm never far behind. I am never far behind." Okay. So he's with you. Okay, as we all know, that you know, our loved ones will never be that far away from us. Okay, but he's telling me that actually he's right behind you. Okay, thank you. Right. Okay. Okay, thank you. But he's also telling me as well, and I think it's a bit of a concern. He's telling me that things have been let to slip a little bit. Do you understand what I mean? It's like you let things go a little bit.
I just really have no. You know, I just feel lost, and I don't do what I used to do because she's not with me anymore.
Okay. I know it's really, it's, you know, I bless you, sweetheart, because I know it's really hard when we lose a loved one, okay? But he's, okay, thank you. Okay, right. Okay. Okay, thank you. Because he's just telling me that you were with him right to the very end as well. You'd understand this.
Yes, I was holding him.
Okay. Okay. He's telling me that you're whispering in his ear as well.
I told him okay. I loved him.
Yeah. And you didn't let him go for quite some time, he's telling me as well.
The what? I'm sorry.
You didn't let him go for quite some time. You held on to him.
I held his hand all night. I knew something wasn't right, and then I held him in the morning, and he waited, and then he died in the morning.
Yeah, and he's just saying to me, do you know, she even when she knew that I'd gone, she wouldn't let go of my physical. You'd understand this,
right? Right.
Okay. 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 I need some help here because she's having difficulty. Okay. It's always difficult, sweetheart, because you know, he's saying to me that you just need to be strong, okay? Okay. And that he is living on. He does live on in the spirit world. Okay?
I know that. Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm trying my best, but then last week my mom died.
Oh, sweetheart.
My husband and then my mom, so, you know, that was really... It seemed like when I try to get myself back together a little bit, he died in February.
Yes, yep. Okay. Okay, thank you. I know you probably don't need to hear this, okay? But he's saying, look, I know it's difficult, okay? Say it again. Okay. Right. You say, I know it's difficult, but you need to dig deep, okay? Okay. Right.
Yeah, he told me before he died that I have to move on with my life, and it's hard.
He's telling me you've got to get out of the house.
I know. My family's in New York, except for my kids.
What he's telling me is that you don't leave the house. Does that make sense?
I do. You know, I go to the store. You know, and I have my daughter around the corner with the kids.
He's just saying that you need to get out of the house. That's what he's saying to me. Okay.
But I can't go out like out. Who am I going to go out? You know, I mean, I'm not going to go out to a bar or something. He's not even.
Okay. Right. Can you give me that again? Okay. Okay. He's given me a couple of months here, okay? I'm just asking him to clarify. He's given me July, okay, as an important month.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And also October as well. He's signed October, so these could be important months where they could be either, you know, anniversary, birthday, or so on. But these are two important months.
My youngest daughter is October. July, my sister, but no, mostly everybody is this week. His birthday was Monday. This week in June is a lot of days.
Okay.
My kids.
Right, yeah, okay. I'm going to finish off here with this, okay, sweetheart, because I know you said that your mum passed to the spirit world as well, okay, bless your heart, okay? But you'd also understand that that there's a gentleman that's representing himself as a father, okay, that would be in the spirit world as well.
Right, my father.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they are all together, sweetheart, okay? So to know that they survive in the spirit world, they are all together. Wow, okay. There's a lot of love, okay, thank you, and compassion coming your way from the spirit world. I don't understand why you're saying that. But Dad's also, very quickly, he just said to me, can you just tell her that I'm sorry, okay?
I know,
sorry.
He said he would never leave me. He said he would never die, and we didn't expect it.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. No, it's okay. But he's just come forward. Just tell her from me that I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm going to have to leave it there, sweetheart. Okay. But take comfort. Okay, in knowing that when we go to bed, okay, when we shut our eyes, they come close. When we wake up in the morning, they are still there. They are still close to us. Okay. All we have to do is just think of them, and they will come close to us. Okay. But most importantly, they will want us to continue on with our physical lives, because we have to continue, okay? But knowing in your heart and in your mind that they love you dearly, they really do. And I, as a medium, I feel their love coming through, and it gets me all emotional. So take their love from the spirit world, sweetheart. You can listen back to this reading whenever you feel like you need comfort, okay, in the archives of mikespirit.fm, okay? But just know that they are with you. Okay, so bless your heart, sweetie.
Thank you, Nick. Have a good night.
And yourself. Take care, sweetheart.
Bye.
So once again, sweetheart, everybody, sweethearts, I'm calling everybody sweethearts, which we are. You all are sweethearts. You know, we have some lovely evidence from spirit world, okay? When we lose our loved ones, they come forward. And our time of need, obviously, and also our time when we need a bit of a kick up the backside, okay? I've been your host, Nick Humphreys. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. You can find me at my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, or on my Facebook page, International Medium Nick Humphreys. You can send me messages. You can email me, okay, at info@nick-humphreys or nick-humphreys.com. You can even Skype me, okay? You can, on my website, there's a Skype button. You can Skype me. Request me through that. I'm happy to talk. You know, I'm happy to give you advice. I do readings. I do private readings, one-to-ones, and Skype readings, and even email readings. But if you just want, you know, a bit of enlightenment or insight to something that's going on, by all means, drop me a line. You know, I'm here. This is what I do. Obviously, I work for the spirit world, and I'm very, very honoured for everybody from the spirit world to come forward. I'm very honored for everybody that comes to me in my life's path, you know, for however long you are in my life, and for whatever reason, you know, be bad or good. So just take that thought that actually everybody in our life is connected to us for a particular reason. And on that note, I'm going to finish. Until next week, remember, if you want a track played in dedication to somebody, or if you want to just have your name announced on the radio station, please email me, contact me, and I will do so. But from here now until next week, I wish you all the love in the world, and farewell.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphries, or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.